You're on with Mario Lopez.
What's up? You're on with Mario Lopez. Join me now in studio, singer, songwriter, producer, Vivi Rexha. How are you?
How are you? Good morning.
I'm well, thank you. It's a pleasure to meet you. You've been a fan.
I've been a fan too. That's why I said when I walked in, I was like, you look photoshopped in real life.
I love you. And now I'm a bigger fan.
Because a lot of times you'll meet people and you're like, yeah, you look pretty, but you don't look like your pictures, but you look like your pictures.
Oh, is that a good thing?
Yeah,
okay, good. All right, I'll take it. That's awesome. Well, you're very pretty and really young. My God.
I was like, very pretty.
Yeah. No, because I was hesitating because you're a lot. I know being a songwriter, I always think songwriters have to be
like older. Old ladies.
Yeah, or just older, right? Because you have to have wisdom and it's.
Yeah,
you gotta be smart.
I'm not 19. I'm 28, but I guess I'm
still
not.
Very young.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. I guess. I don't know.
No, but you...
I think now there's a new wave of girls. Last night I hosted this dinner called Women in Harmony.
Mm-hmm.
And I invited all the hottest songwriters and producers and singers. Just right now that are singer-songwriters. And a lot of the girls that showed up were just 21, 22, 23, 24, 25.
That's cool.
All super young and really killing the game right now.
Yeah.
I've written Havana and have written just all these incredible records.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. How did the name Bibi Rexha come on? That's a cool name.
My real name is Bleta and it's Albanian for bumblebee.
Bleta?
Yeah, because when I was born, my grandfather was like, oh, wow, we should call her Bleta because she has big eyes, like bumblebee eyes. So nobody could ever pronounce my name.
It's a cool name,
up.
Though, Bleta.
Yeah, and you think, I grew up in New York, so you'd think that people would get it, but my Spanish teacher would call me bolita, like a ticket.
Yeah.
And then...
You say that well.
Yeah, bolita.
little ball.
Yeah. And then they'd call me Blita and just...
All right, they were jacking it up.
So I just call me BB. So that's how it happened.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it. No, nice, nice. Well, first off, congrats on
thank
the big
you.
Single. I mean, you got
congrats
a lot of love
congrats on you,
right
too,
here.
On your career.
Oh, well, thank you.
Right?
Thank you. Thank you. This is about you, BB.
Okay,
this
sorry.
Is about you right here. When did you realize that Meant to Be was something special?
I didn't really, I just wanted, when it started, really, I don't know. It's just so weird to me because I was born in Brooklyn, raised in New York. So I never grew up being I want to have a country smash. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's it's just honestly incredible. I think the second it went to number one, I was oh, this is pretty big. So yeah. And then, yeah.
How was it working with Florida Georgia Line?
I was nervous. I never worked with any country artists. And I remember going in the room and there's another group called Little Big Town.
Yeah.
And I thought they were Little Big Town and Little Big Town was Florida. I was just confused. So I walked in and I was where are the girls? I was confused. He's no, we're Florida Georgia Line. I was oh. And I was so nervous. I'm how do I write? What do I say? I just was thinking how do country songs, how do we usually think country songs go? Beer in the hand, porch, truck, whiskey, hair in the wind. And then I go in there and it was so cool. And they were just incredible songwriters that just did their own thing. I did my own thing. And then we just wrote this awesome song and it was great. It was so chill. And
yeah.
And then after we wrote the song the next day, Tyler was y'all should come out to Nashville. I was why? He's I want to fly. He's I want to fly out your whole team. And I'm why? He's cause we wrote a beautiful song. And I was we don't do that in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
We write a song, it goes number one, then it gets eight times platinum, and you still don't even receive some flowers from the person that you gave the song to. It's messed
Jen,
up.
What a classy move right there.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you go?
They're actually planning this whole number one party in Nashville.
Nice.
That my manager's you have to go to. I'm okay, I'm excited.
It's
I'm
a
great nervous.
Town. You're gonna have fun.
It's thousands of thousand people show up or something, and it's this insane thing, but
nice.
It's amazing. Yeah.
Well, because now you've had such success with country fans, and they like you. Do you,
I hope they like me? I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe they like the song.
Would you be open to doing some more country in the future?
I actually have become a really big fan of country music, and have been listening to a lot of the artists. And yesterday, I really like Kelsey Ballerini, and she showed up yesterday to the dinner. And we got to talk about some stuff. And I've always been a fan of certain artists. And the Dixie Chicks hit up my manager and we want to do a song together.
Oh,
and I was
wow.
Are you kidding me? The Dixie Chicks? Yes. I'm down for it. But it's not my sound. You know, I have
sure.
An album coming out that I'm working on that has a specific sound. And I think people are going to really understand it. But I think that It's interesting. I think when people listen to it, they're going to like be like, I can hear why she's done this, this, and this. It like has all these worlds kind of combined.
Yeah.
And it makes sense. And like, and then all the collaborations that I've done make sense.
Well,
I think explain it.
At the end of the day, good music is good storytelling too, right?
So yeah,
it can all relate and people can appreciate it. But you mentioned your new album, Expectations.
Yeah, Expectations. Right? I think like, you know, there's a song that we're putting out first called Ferrari. And like, it's funny. I was listening to it on, you know, listening to it on the way, and it's just this incredible record. And I'm going more like old school, like what inspired me, which was like No Doubt and like Alanis Morissette. And it's funny because the first line of the song is, every day is a blur, but let's like, but it's not a country song. It's like a pop record, you know, not pop, but I don't know what it's, oh, yeah. I don't know what the hell you call it, but it's like, but when I listen to it, I'm like, this is so funny. Like when I listen to the album, I'm like, it has like this main like vibe, and then yeah, it kind of goes a little bit like rhythmic, and then it has a little that twangy feel to it, but it's just me. It's just so interesting. I think it'll make sense for everybody.
Yeah.
Because I think for me, it's like, I've been lucky enough to have like these incredible collaborations and to be able to work with all these amazing artists. It's like, but it's like, who are you? You know, we know right, that you've had hits with this person and this person, but like, who are you as an artist? And right, I think that's more important for me right now than just having like hit songs on the
right,
radio.
Yeah, but I also feel like you don't necessarily have to label yourself either, right?
True.
Like, as far as like no, sticking in like, one genre.
But a lot of people, yeah, I don't like to stick in genres, but a lot of people are always like, oh my God, it's a collaboration queen. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, that. I'm like, yeah, you're right. But like, I think, you know, a lot of people don't know the stories behind of like when I did Me, Myself, and I, or The Monster with Eminem and Rihanna. It's like I had to, in those situations, I had nothing going for me. So I had to give like, I wanted to and had to also at the time give Monster away because I knew that it would open doors for me.
Yeah.
And that, you know, nobody was going to sign me off of that.
Did you always write music? Did you study it as a kid? How did you fall into it? Or was it just a passion from when you were young?
I don't know. I just like watching like Disney Channel and stuff like that. And like, am I allowed to say that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I just like watching like the princesses and stuff, and they sang and I wanted to sing like them. And then I watched Grease and that inspired me. And I don't know. I just like music. I think for me, I was always like this little nervous girl. And I think that music made me feel calm. And I didn't know what it was doing to me. And that was just like a feeling that I liked. So I kept on just...
So it wasn't necessarily like your parents pushed you towards anything.
Oh, hell no.
Class. Wow. That's a
my mom and dad are from, like, dad's from Albania, and he's like, I think he played clarinet at one point, but they were like, they told me that they gave me like, they were like, if you want to do music, you have to do like classical opera music.
Huh.
So I tried doing that, but it was like too competitive. It's like really crazy.
Wow.
Like they like, well, like, you know, when I went to do like a pre-Juilliard audition, like somebody broke somebody else's like violin or something like that. Like
Tanya it's Harding move right there.
No, it's like, wow. It's like great. Like you think like the pop world is crazy. Like the classical world is even crazier.
Did you end up going to a school for creative and performing arts?
I didn't get accepted.
Really?
To none of them.
Look at that.
You're having a last laugh, though.
I know, exactly. That's what's great.
I didn't get accepted into NYU, the Clive Davis program. I was dying to get into that. I didn't get accepted.
And good that it didn't discourage you.
Manhattan School of Music. I didn't get accepted into Juilliard. I didn't get accepted.
What goes to show right there? Excuse me, you know, you don't take no for an answer. And what do they know?
Yeah, like, I think, like, you know, even a lot, I think that's what happens a lot of times is, like, you know, like tomorrow I'm going in to mentor two of the contestants for American Idol.
Oh, cool.
And I waited 10 hours in New Jersey with my mom.
In line.
To audition.
And I didn't know because I was like, you know, like 16 or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like singing constantly, like thinking that's how you keep your voice warm up. I didn't know anything. And by the time I went to go audition, I had like no voice because I was like kept on singing for 10 hours straight.
Oh,
you can't
no.
sing for 10 hours straight.
No, yeah.
You should put something around your throat. Right. Like, not, you know,
it's a muscle.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I was like singing the whole thing over and over again.
Wow.
Came out raspy.
When I sang, I like cracked and they were like, next.
What
like,
song did you audition with?
Mercy.
Okay.
Great song.
By Duffy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's wow! What a great story, though, and be able to you're like
I saw
mentor.
when I did the Ryan with Ryan and Kelly Ripa the show. I got mad because Ryan was there and so was Randy at the same because Kelly was out and it was Randy and Ryan.
Oh,
and then when it went to break, commercial break, I was like, you guys didn't let me in. Now I'm here.
Oh, you should have told them that on air. Oh my God, that would have been the best.
So when you did you make it to
Hell
the
no,
judges?
I didn't even get past the producers. Like I was waiting in the cold, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I went there, sang in front of them and they were like, next.
Oh,
no, who cares? I mean, like, whatever.
But now it's out, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Things happen, you know?
Those are great stories, and you're like the perfect mentor. Good for you.
Whatever.
And you got some pretty big shows coming up in South America. Katy Perry. Cool. Yeah. That's gonna be awesome.
I'm nervous because like I'm.
What are you
like,
nervous about?
Well, because usually like you start out and you're not like the direct support. Like you know, like you're usually like the first, and then there's a second person above you, and then there's the main act. Mm-hmm. So this time I'm like the direct support. So it's like a longer set, and like you have to really pump up the crowd, and like everybody usually shows up. So I want to do a good job. And
you're going to be great.
Yeah, I'm
That's
nervous.
That's going to be awesome.
And I have to, like, not curse because I'm a little bit more.
You're a Brooklyn girl.
I'm like, you know, like.
How come no accent, BB?
It comes out when I get mad. And also, I've worked for, I don't know, I actually did a lot of storytelling when I was little, like a storytelling contest. I don't know, this is like a weird thing. So like, I used to just do storytelling contests and it just like lost my accent. But when I get mad, I start, like it comes out.
It starts coming out. You know what I almost called you right now?
Bleta. What? Bleta, that's fine.
I might have to
as long as you say it right, it's fine.
Bleta. Yeah, if you say bleta, I don't mind it.
Bleta, I love it.
But if you're like bleta.
No. She's bleta.
I don't like bleta. That sounds so not cute.
Well, the iHeartRadio Music Awards are coming up. Your dog, Bear Rexha, is up for cutest musician.
I'm not even nominated for my dog.
That's kind of gangster, though. That's kind of cool. We're all big dog lovers. I have pictures of my dog.
I love my dog. I always bring her, but I left her today. I don't know why. I think she's like, just,
What kind of dog is Bear?
She's a rescue, so I think, I don't know what she is.
Oh, she's like a mix?
I think she's like Yorkie, Poo, something else. I don't know. Like, she has 3-4 things in her. But, like, she's really cute, and she actually, you know, the votes came in, and, like, the last 3 nominees are not her. It's Miley's pig, Demi's dog, I forgot her name, and then Taylor's cat or something.
Honor just to be nominated.
Yeah, it was, so we're still very thankful for all the fans.
Bear's not tripping.
Bear has my own. Does your dog have your own Instagram account?
Twitter. I didn't go IG. It was a lot of work to keep up.
Why you have to do IG? That's what it's all about.
No. He has his own Twitter, but
no, Twitter's not. We cool have for dogs.
That's not even updated very much anymore.
I know we haven't been. I've been so it's crazy.
Bear,
but
Bear's almost at 100K.
Really?
Yeah.
Julio had a pretty good amount.
His name is Julio.
Julio
love
Cesar Chavez.
Yeah,
Lopez.
He had.
Whoa.
Julio Cesar Chavez.
He had quite a few thousand on Twitter.
He had like 60 something at least.
What's the middle name right now? Julio Sarsa.
Julio Cesar.
Julio Cesar Lopez.
Julio Cesar Chavez Lopez.
Oh, Julio Cesar Chavez Lopez.
Muy bien, Blat.
Gracias, mi amor.
Let's do a song in Spanish.
Listen, I was in Mexico for 2 weeks with Bruno Mars.
And were you really?
Yeah, I opened for him just recently, and I was in Mexico and I learned how to speak like some Spanish.
What'd you learn?
Buenos días.
Buenos días.
Yo quiero un omelette con ceballos y pimientos y un cappuccino, por favor.
Want an omelet with some onions and a cappuccino? Nice. You have no accent when you speak, so you speak...
I speak perfecto.
Perfecto, muy bien.
Perfecto, muy bien. I studied Spanish for 7 years.
I don't know if you missed it, but I'm pretty sure Mario just... asked you if you would do a collaboration with him in Spanish.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I think that's appropriate.
So I could write it and then you could. I met the lady who wrote Des. What was her name? I forgot her name. Erica Ender. So is that weird that I'm talking to my manager?
No, that's fine.
No.
Erica Ender, and she wrote Despacito.
Did she write it?
Yeah. And I was
so a woman wrote it. Wasn't that wow?
Yeah, isn't that hot?
Yeah.
And she was there last night and she had like this curly hair, luscious hair. And she's like, I'm so proud that you did this because us and like, you know, it's like women always want, you know, we need to come together. And she's like, I want to do this in Latin America. I'm like, girl, I'm down. Let's do it.
Yeah.
I was trying to do her accent. I couldn't. And plus I got yelled at doing accents because it's not a nice thing. But my dad has one. So I make fun of my dad all the time. So I forget that like it's okay with my dad, but not other people.
No, why is it not other people?
My dad is so funny. He's like,
how's your dad sound?
He'll be talking to somebody and like he speaks like fine English, but like he'll be like, oh, me too. Like we go... Come on, we go. I pay for you. Let's go. I'm like, that's how he talks. Like, literally, like.
Well, my dad's got an accent, too. I'm a child of immigrants, so I get it. I want to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, okay?
Okay.
Current song obsession?
Psycho, Post Malone.
Last show you binge watched?
Scandal. I love Kerry Washington. Oh, my gosh. Huh. Obsessed with her. She's
are you
so
caught
cool.
up on that show?
What do you mean caught up?
Like, are you current on the show? Honest, or are you just like...
Honestly, I just went to like the last season. I'm just watching that.
Oh, you didn't watch the beginning?
It doesn't really count as a binge, I think, but okay. Well, that's all right.
Yeah.
Nickname growing up?
BB. It just stuck with me, for real.
Whoa, was it? Okay. go-to karaoke song?
At Last by Etta James.
Yes.
And I'm not singing it right now.
Oh, man. All right.
Mario will.
Mario, sing it, please.
No.
He could actually probably really sing it.
Well, after a couple really, Frazier?
Well, prove me wrong.
Right, Frazier?
No,
you put me on the spot.
I was say after a
now
couple
you put
drinks.
Me on the spot. I was going to say after a couple cocktails. Oh, shit. Etta James English.
Cocktails? Or like you do cocktails?
I'll do just straight tequila sometimes.
Yeah, you do a little tequila. But I know you. I can tell by your body. You do tequila with a little lime and sparkling water.
Seltzer water. Did you just bag on me?
I think we need
bag on me. No, I like
tequila. Needs to come in here every day.
I'm more of like a straight to the vein kind of guy. These guys, I don't like beer really. Yeah.
I can tell by your body. That's your vibe. You're either gonna go do the shot, or you're gonna do the shot with a little bit. You're not doing any mixer.
No, I'll do it. I'll do it. No, I don't like mixer. I just go straight.
Yeah, because you don't want the sugar. I see.
No, not even. Just because I really kind of just want to get hammered quicker. But we'll go with that.
Can you put that on the air?
All right. Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, I'm down with that.
I think there was a compliment in there.
No. The compliment is you look good. You're taking care of your
thank
body.
You.
So I'm saying.
I'm blushing over here. Thank you. Okay. Where were we? Biggest pet peeve?
When people like do things with their mouth, like with their mouths and stuff like that, like in my ear, I can't stand that.
Don't do that, Frazier.
Like noises? Like
like when they're like
just weird stuff.
Like when they suck up like something in their teeth after they ate like steak or something. I can't deal with that.
You got a boyfriend?
One?
So you got a staple right now.
No, I don't got a staple.
A roster?
No. I mean, yeah. But
good for you.
No,
by
honestly,
the way.
This is what I feel right now. Right now, my career is so important to me, and I think that I'm here for a reason, and I want to like really make some incredible music.
Smart.
And to me, at this very moment in time, I feel so good in my skin, and that I haven't felt that way in a long time. So I feel like feel strong, and I feel like I've heard about women, like, you know, my mom would always tell me like, oh, when I hit 30 something or 30 or you start feeling good in your skin. And I'm 28 now. And I'm like, I feel so good about myself. So I don't want a man right now. Like if it happens, then I'm down for it. Like, you know, do I have guys that talk to me that are running after me and from all.
I'm sure all
parts
walks
of the business,
life.
Walks of life. Yes. But
ain't nobody got time for that right now.
Ain't nobody got time for that right now. Yeah, we are all the girl, all you know, whatever.
Most
I don't sound like I got every man coming for me. Trust me, I don't.
Hey, it's
like,
so important.
I really don't. Let's be real.
I don't think enough girls take enough time to just kind of, you know, focus on themselves. And
yeah, so
and
that's
guys
what I'm doing right now.
There. Guys will always be there.
But you know what mom said? My mom's like, she's so messed up. But no, I shouldn't say that.
Just what did mom say? Come on.
No, because it's too.
She probably says what my mom used to say.
She's like, listen. She's like. Nah.
Come
she's
on.
Like, she's like, you need to relax about the whole boyfriend thing. Like, it's like if I threw you outside right now in a hot dress, blah, 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 you'd have 10,000 guys coming for you. Like, they're all going to want you. So it's like, just relax. But it was really actually more like R-rated, but I'm not going to say
that. That was the PG-13
yeah,
version.
I'm not gonna
okay.
Say it right now.
I like mom, though. Yeah. I like mom. Okay. Celebrity crush growing up?
Orlando Bloom.
Oh, okay. From like the Lord of the Rings or what? Or the Pirates of the Caribbean?
No, from.
It was the Elf Ears, yes.
It was the Elf Ears that did it?
The one with the Titans? Not the Titans, the 300. No, Trojans, the Trojans.
Oh, the Trojans.
Was it the Trojans?
The movie.
Was it the Trojans?
Wait.
We'll just go with Orlando Bloom.
Troy? Oh, yeah.
We're just going to go with Orlando Bloom right
there.
Last question. Who plays you in the Bebe Rexha story?
I don't know if we're there yet, to be honest with you, but I don't know. I'll have to let you know.
Such a cool answer right there. Well, Bleta, I am an even bigger fan now. You're welcome to come by anytime. Congratulations.
Sure about that? Because I know where this is.
Roll through.
Is it
roll
the same
through.
Time every day?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. We'll adjust accordingly if we know you're stopping by. But again, congrats on everything. And you can follow her on Instagram at Bebe Rexha. Thank you for stopping by. Can we take a pic real quick?
Of course.
On with Mario Lopez.